Now, I think we've covered most of the important facts on what a child should know about sex by the time he starts the first grade. There is one more, though, that no one has mentioned, and that's women's breasts.
We live in the most breast-happy country in the whole world. Our children are learning a great deal about women's breasts from the time they can hardly open their eyes. This topless business, the bathing suits, the low-cut gowns, everything has a message about woman's breast, and it's very clear, and it comes across loud and clear to the children. Breasts are for fun. That's all. Huh? Well, now, it doesn't take a doctor to figure out that a breast does have another function, and that is for feeding babies. And yet, there is so little of this done in our culture today, and such an onrush of the propaganda of sexual stimulus relating about breasts, that this other is forgotten. And we can mouth this if we wish. Oh, yes, you should respect a girl's breasts. A woman's breasts are a private property. They're part of marriage. And we can say all these things. And yet, if we act differently, they will act differently. We would suggest, in terms of sex education, if we feel that deep petting and sexual stimulus up to the point of intercourse, as well as intercourse itself, is something that should really be reserved for marriage. And when we're talking about women's breasts in petting, we do exactly mean that. There's only one way that we can really effectively teach our children the value and the dignity, if you wish, and the beauty in the fullest sense of the word of woman's breast, and that is to breastfeed again. There's nothing stimulating about seeing a woman nurse a child. A man is not erotically aroused by this. Rather, there's something wonderful within a man to see his wife nurse. It makes him so much more of a man, as he now stands in the protecting, totally masculine sense over this totally feminine, somewhat helpless now, mother and babe. And some of our customs of even when mother does nurse a baby and the baby's hungry at mealtime to go in the bedroom to nurse and leave the lunch table is so ridiculous and unfortunate. Are you ashamed to eat in public? What's shameful about giving a babe the milk that God put there? Feed the baby at the dinner table. And if we have company, so much the better. And so your clergyman's there for supper. Feed the baby at the dinner table. Well, don't go around feeding on the bus or in the ballpark, but in the expanded family, in your bridge club even, and your baby is here and you're nursing and the baby is time to eat, you eat in front of others, don't you? Let's nurse again. For all of the marvelous medical reasons that we could enumerate, the allergy reasons and the psychological benefits that we now know exist, but also for the fact of sex education, let's breastfeed in front of our children.